We talk about writing. We talk about literate civilization. What does this mean? It's very different from today. We live in a society which is universally literate, or close to it, where we say, oh, literate civilization, everyone could write. But in pre-industrial civilizations, information was power. To be able to write and to read meant that you controlled information. And in the very early civilizations, most written records are little more than scribes' inventories, inventories of transactions. Indeed, the first writing may have developed out of such transactions. It's only later that you find poetry, schoolboys' texts, political documents, and so on. A very different type of literacy from that in modern society, and one that was tightly controlled. To be a scribe, say, in ancient Egyptian civilization, was a very, very prestigious position to hold. The ancient Maya lords, when they conquered a subject city, would mutilate the fingers of the scribes from the conquered city because they had access to information. So writing was very important. So was the validation of authority. And this was achieved in a number of ways. By impressive public buildings, common to all societies, Maya pyramids and temples, Mycenaean palaces, the great temples of Luxor and Karnak in Egypt, monumental architecture, palaces, temples, and other prestigious buildings. But almost invariably, these had a deep symbolic meaning. Because the other common feature of the early civilizations, which is so important, is some way of assuring conformity, of ensuring that the authority of the government, the ruler, was validated. There was nothing that the early civilizations, the leaders of them, didn't know about spectacle. Almost invariably, the public appearances of the ruler, who was considered very often to be a living god, were carefully rationed, and when they occurred, involved spectacle, magnificent spectacle, chants, dancing, speeches, sometimes human sacrifice, where the multitude, dressed in their best clothes, would witness a public ceremony which validated the ruler as a god, or as a representative as a god, or as an intermediary to the divine ancestors. That's why the pyramids in Egypt are so large. They were validation of the relationship between the pharaoh and the sun god in the heavens. That's why the great city of Tenochtitlan, the capital of the Aztecs, was laid out as a symbolic model of the Aztec cosmos. That's why inscriptions on temples were so important. Why hieroglyphic signs, why statuary was so important, because this, like a medieval cathedral, validated the order of the cosmos and the authority of the king. Pre-industrial civilizations were social pyramids run for the benefit of the few and ruled with firmness, conformity, and sometimes harshness. They were civilizations based on very, very powerful ideological messages which set the order of the cosmos and validated the order of life. So you must always think of them as closely related to the cosmos. There's still this sort of flow between the secular, living, and the spiritual, just as we had with Cro-Magnon rock paintings or with mother goddesses and so on. You have a continuity. All these societies were surrounded by a concept of the cosmos. Archaeologically, research into the early civilizations focuses in particular on the origin and the development of both state-organized civilized societies, or civilizations, if you prefer to call them that, and the city.